don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Crypto Economy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Crypto Economy Podcast. I have been arguing with myself for a number of hours, and I have read way too many things this morning, trying to figure out what to talk about here on at the end of the week. And I think I have decided on this is one that came out a number of days ago. It was earlier in the week, it was on August 20th. And this is another one by Nopara73. And it's titled Traditional Bitcoin Mixers. And he kind of goes into discussion of, just about the state of current Bitcoin mixers that are popular, kind of amidst the release of a bunch of these decentralized and much lower trust options. Traditional, like centralized mixers, are still the dominant used Bitcoin mixers are on the market. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. And it's also really short because a number of the articles that I want to get into here coming next week, one of them in particular is really long. I'm going to have to break it up into two parts, maybe even three, depending on how much fun it is to talk about specific items within it. It's all about the Lightning Network. It's from Daniel Goldman. So we will be hitting that one. I'm really excited about it to hit that one on the podcast. But then also, I've got pretty much everything I have right now is really long, so I'm trying to figure out how to spread these things out so I'm not having like hour and a half episodes every day here. But today, I think I have decided and settled on a article from Nopara73 titled "Traditional Bitcoin Mixers." There is a disconnect between privacy researchers and privacy implementers. For a few years now, the mission of my life was to close this gap, and now I am in the finish line with Wasabi Wallet. And if I am successful, this will be my last chance to write about this light and unchallenging, yet important topic. The only Bitcoin anonymity techniques that came out of research and made their way to the Bitcoin main network are Join Market, Zero Link, and Chaumian CoinJoin, Hidden Wallet, Wasabi Wallet, Bob Wallet, and TumbleBit in the Breeze Wallet. However, they did not gain much traction compared to their centralized alternatives. Most users, in fact, use centralized Bitcoin mixers to regain their privacy. This blog post is about them. Thinking about it, isn't it ironic that over the past years I wrote about every Bitcoin privacy technique in existence except the one that 99% of all users use? Issue 1. They steal your coins. Bitcoin Fog is the longest-running, most established Bitcoin mixer, yet gossips are they are selectively scamming their users. If you send a high enough amount to them, you will not see it again. This is not unique. Bitcoin mixers, similarly to darknet markets and Bitcoin exchanges, are, from time to time, exit scamming. This is the most apparent architectural weaknesses these traditional Bitcoin mixers have. Issue 2. You have no privacy against them. I have a friend who runs a VPN company and advertises on his website that he is not logging. He told me in private that he is logging. When I tried to point out the hypocrisy in this, he said, "Everyone else does." Traditional Bitcoin mixers are likely also logging, not only if they are malicious, meaning set up by a government agency, but they have a direct incentive to log. Imagine if LE finds them, how much better position they are to bargain if they have logs than without them. Of course, there is no way to know who logs and who doesn't. This is the second most important architectural weakness of them. These are the reasons why researchers like me are not talking about them at all. Every anonymity technique starts with a trustless architecture. No compromise here. Issue 3. Mixing unequal inputs the wrong way. If you send 3.29372 Bitcoin to a mixer and receive 3.29372 Bitcoin from the mixer, then the flow of the coins is trivial. While some of these mixers do some obfuscation regarding this issue, these attempts are weak. I have only seen one mixer so far that sufficiently addressed it, which is called Chip Mixer. It is not an endorsement. I don't know if they are even legit. Wasabi, ZeroLink, Tumblebit, JoinMarket, and CoinShuffle are all using equal outputs, so the result of the mix is a pure, undeniable mix. This, of course, comes with some usability issues, which only confidential transactions could solve perfectly. Considering that, this technology making itself into Bitcoin is light years away. I came up with unequal input mixing that provides significant improvements in a number of ways and can be implemented today. Unfortunately, I am occupied by the release of Wasabi, so this work is a little more down the road. I didn't even have the time to popularize this idea yet, however, you should rightly be excited about it. If you're interested, I would love to see some research on it. Issue 4. Network analysis. Network analysis is something that every Bitcoin privacy technique consider it out of its scope, except my ZeroLink. The fundamental issue is that all Light Wallet architecture is failing in privacy on the network level, except Wasabi and Neutrino, although the latter is not deployed to the main net. It is easy to see why this is the case with most Light Wallets. You are querying all your wallet addresses from a third party, which can easily connect the dots, IP addresses, and timing analysis. Another Light Wallet architecture is Electrum's, where the exact same thing is happening, with the difference is that your privacy fails against random Electrum servers instead of your wallet provider's server. With SPV wallets, the issue is more nuanced. In summary, in 2016, Nick Jonas de-anonymized most SPV wallets by crawling SPV bloom filters. Luckily, he was just a researcher. Unluckily, nothing stops blockchain analysis companies from doing the same. With that in mind, what we must notice is that most traditional Bitcoin mixer users fail against network analysis before and after the mix. Therefore, it doesn't matter if you are doing it properly and you use a full node. You are the only one who does that. Thus, you will be de-anonymized too. This is the reason why I had to build a fully functioning Bitcoin wallet, hidden wallet, and later Wasabi wallet, instead of just throwing some mixing code to a website. Thought for food. The above-described weaknesses limited the user base of Bitcoin privacy techniques to a certain type of user who is in desperate need of privacy, and in order to get it, he is willing to risk losing money. This can also be illustrated by the terminology in use. Mixer, tumbler, anonymizer, laundry, and blender. However, since coin loss and other issues are architecturally impossible with Wasabi, our target user is not limited to them. The target user of Wasabi Wallet is everyone, because everyone needs privacy. Conclusion. It may be worth to take a step back and examine a practical question. How effective are traditional Bitcoin mixers today in 2018? My guess is blockchain analysis is most likely incapable to take full advantage of these weaknesses. Of course, since it is close to impossible to figure out what they can and cannot do, you have no choice but to rely on my expert intuition, which is based on some gossip I've heard here and there. What I suspect, how effective they are, can be summarized by a quote from an interview with Jonathan Levin, the co-founder of Chainalysis. Quote, "When we encounter a Bitcoin mixer, our algorithm does not work anymore. In this case, we have to manually look at the graphs to make sense of the flow of coins." End quote. You can support my privacy work on Bitcoin here. ZeroLink and Wasabi Wallet. All right, that was our short one here from Nopara73, but another update and kind of discussion, and I hope he's right. I hope he is successful, and this is the last time available to really talk about centralized Bitcoin mixing. But it does pose an interesting element, is that with, you know, mixers and tumblers and everything in comparison to Wasabi Wallet, Zerolink, CoinShuffle, JoinMarket, TumbleBit, all these other options out there that have created an architecturally secure way to against loss and connecting the coins back together by the actual mixer in play. It does. There's an interesting point about the loss of usability for specific amounts, not being able to just grab whatever amount it is that you need, putting it through or in the wallet or whatever it is, and then immediately coming out the other side with private coins or coins that are not connected to you or your history. And it's interesting because particularly like he's trying to get everyone to use Wasabi Wallet. He wants to just kind of be basically a simple, clear privacy wallet, but one that's a fully functional wallet, just in a general sense, which I think he's right in that thinking. But it makes me wonder, like, people do not like... The reason we have such a privacy problem is because people are not willing to make the trade-off. They want something that just works 99.5% of the time. And I think it's a very niche market, however the hell you want to say that word, niche market that is specifically going out there and seeking out privacy. And even then, they seem to rather take the more usable or more straightforward approach than the more secure. And I don't know if is that a literacy problem? Is that people just not understanding it? Like, how is it that 99% of the people with, you know, Wasabi Wallet, I mean, JoinMarket and CoinShuffle have been out for a while. Why aren't people using it? Of course, I think the last time I tried to look into JoinMarket, I think you actually had to do it by the terminal. So that might just answer my question right there. And I played around with it, but I never actually did it myself. I use the terminal all the time, but it kind of annoyed me that I ran into that roadblock because I just wanted to try it real quick. I didn't want to make it a afternoon project to try to get JoinMarket to work and see how it operated. Maybe I'll dive back into these. I want to jump into Wasabi and TumbleBit in particular. Just because those are officially like mainnet release, like they're out and working now. I haven't downloaded the new Stratus TumbleBit wallet yet. And I think they have a weird system because theirs is a masternode system where, but the masternode themselves cannot actually, even though they are doing all the mixing, because it's with payment channels. TumbleBit is a really interesting technology. It's done with payment channels, and if I'm not, as I understand it, because you can add and subtract hashes and then basically make sure prove the amounts at the end, like you can add, subtract hashes and then result basically pull out the final hash, and that hash will be the same hash of the number as if you had added and subtracted all the numbers involved. So like hopefully that makes sense, but if I hash the number 9 and hash the number 11 and add those together to 20, I can also add the two hashes together, and that will be the hash of the number 20. So that's a really interesting, that's how it essentially takes the ability to do basic math on all of these balances and push out the final correct balances to the people that originally did the mixing or originally put their money into the mixer. Without the person doing the mixing, all they ever see is hashes, so they don't see anything as far as the individual amounts. I'm not exactly sure the depth of that application, but I know that's partially involved in the process. So I've been wanting to try that one out. Apparently, the Tumblebit mixer takes quite a while. Any one of them is going to be slow, just by their nature. And I have not downloaded Wasabi Wallet yet either. Because these things are so new, I think it's inevitable that they're not being used very much yet. And I hope that that changes, because I think these are really important developments, and I would like to see something, because Samurai Wallet is another one that's like really pioneering on this front. They're getting every different avenue possible just within a basic wallet to actually grant privacy. Like, they've done a really good job with the network analysis side in Samurai Wallet. Samurai Wallet, I think, is, if I'm not mistaken, they are the ones that are likely to have Neutrino implemented very quickly, which is not on mainnet yet. I mean, it has to be done in the... Neutrino can be done without a fork, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. I wrote about it in my article, Dandelions and a Bright Future for Bitcoin Privacy, but I don't remember. I've forgotten. I'm pretty sure Neutrino can just be coded and then put out in a client, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll dig back into that a little bit more. So Samurai Wallet, I know, is on the forefront of a lot of the non-mixing related privacy options, and they're getting to where the transactions themselves, I know they're getting into that level of privacy inside their wallet. So there's so much going on this front, and these things are finally hitting mainnet. So I think this is prime time for testing all these things out. And if you would like to check it out, Wasabi Wallet, you can get the link from, I'll actually link to both of those. I'll link to, you know what, why not? I'll just grab a link for Wasabi, Zero Link, Tumblebit, Join Market, and CoinShuffle. I'll see if I can't figure out all the, of course, Zero Link is Wasabi Wallet. I think in that whole mix, it might just be Wasabi and Tumblebit are the actual wallets. Regardless, I'll try to link to as many as I can figure out there, and so that y'all can try them out too if you would like, and I might be taking a little bit of time out of the week to test them out and play with those implementations finally, to do a little digging into Bitcoin, the new tech on Bitcoin privacy. So anyway, I just wanted to hit that article. There's so many problems with centralized mixers. I'm really hoping it's really a bad thinking that you're getting privacy in a centralized Bitcoin mixer. I think is a really, really stupid thing to think, or it's just foolish, the amount of risk you're taking on actually not getting any privacy, even though you may behave as if you are. I think there's just probably a lot of risk there that is not apparent for many people. But hopefully, maybe it is a literacy problem and maybe people just understanding it. But my hope is that inevitably there are usability trade-offs with the more decentralized option. I have no doubt that Zero Link and Wasabi Wallet are, well, I know they are, slower than a traditional wallet, and maybe even slower than a traditional mixer. I'm not sure about that. But so trying to, in marketing to everyone, you have to remember that these wallets are competing against the fastest and easiest to use regular Bitcoin wallet that offers no privacy whatsoever. If we're talking about just any wallet whatsoever being the demographic. I think inevitably, even though I don't wish this to be the case, I think privacy will continue to be a niche market, that it will still be only people who specifically seek out privacy and care about it, and there may come a time where that's a very, where people do care about the privacy, but I don't think that time is right now yet. Unfortunately, I don't know. It's becoming more of an issue. And maybe it's just because it's in everybody's face with all the stuff on Facebook and Twitter. The fact that privacy is being, the lack of privacy is being taken advantage of, We may be seeing the first time where people realize how little they actually have, but it's still a huge question as to whether or not they will make the decisions to actually do something about it. So, I don't know. We'll see. Privacy is always one of those things that I'll be watching very, very closely because it's a very important topic to me. And I hope for you guys as well. We will be hitting this endlessly in the future. And we will see how Wasabi Wallet goes and Tumblebit as well. I will actually be, like I said, I'm going to try to look into both of those and maybe I'll do a little write-up on them too. But I got way too many things to get to and finish first before that comes down. So we'll come back to this in a couple of months and see where we're standing now. I'm sure Nopara will have plenty to read on the topic. All right, guys, do not forget to follow Nopara73. You can get him on YouTube, on... Is that his YouTube channel? That's interesting. Let me open that in a new page. Oh, that's the Building on Bitcoin live stream. Okay, yeah. So you can find his, he links to his YouTube page that's got the got his talk on Building on Bitcoin, which is really good if you haven't heard it. You can find him on Medium and Twitter at Nopara73. And I will link to all this stuff. And don't forget to drop some applause. Oh, I have not applauded yet. 50 claps. Always great work from Nopara73. You are listening to my applause live on his Medium article. All right. We will leave that there. Don't forget to follow me at The Crypto Economy on Twitter, Medium, and Mastodon. You can find the Mastodon link right in my Twitter description. And subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave me an awesome review if you're loving the show. That makes a monumental amount of difference. I still cannot believe the difference in my stats between 3-4 weeks ago when I had no reviews and then just having a hand like five had a big shift in that. So if you want to help out the show, that's a really easy way to do it. Just leave me a review on iTunes and share it with all your friends in the crypto space. And obviously you can donate to my Bitcoin address, which will always be available on the show notes and the post. And if you do not have your Bitcoin hardware wallet yet, I highly recommend getting one. If you have any amount of crypto, you absolutely got to get a hardware wallet. It's just the best storage solution out there so far. And Trezor is absolutely the go-to. It's the one that I use the most and I trust the most as well. You can get your hardware wallet through my affiliate link, and it won't cost you a dime. You'll get the same price as always, and you will actually throw a couple of bucks my way to help out the show and still get your awesome Trezor hardware wallet. So that'll do it for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed the week and the article from Nopara73. Until next week, everybody have a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch you back on Monday talking about the Lightning Network. All right, take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.